believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's activities as head of the planning committee for the proposed health resort were somewhat impeded yesterday when Abner and Cedric tried to help Lum hire an architect for the job. However, plans for the project are well underway in spite of this. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Downstore and Library talking to his father, Finus Peabody. Listen.
Why, sure, Papa, I got a few minutes to talk to you. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to have a little heart-to-heart talk with you, son.
Some trouble come up twixt you and Elizabeth?
No. Elizabeth's a good girl, son. Uh-huh. You're lucky to have a helpmate like little Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, I am. Well, what's the trouble then, Papa?
Well, it's about your money, son.
My money?
Yeah. I just want to warn you, Abner. Don't go throwing it away.
Well, I ain't throwing it away, Papa.
I'm older than you, son, and I understand these things.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's my own fault, of course. Maybe I never spent enough time with you explaining the principles of thrift to you.
Well, Papa...
Maybe I ain't been all that a father ought to be to his boy.
No, sir, now you've been an awful good Papa to me. Honest you have.
Well,
now, you just stop worrying about that. Why, I wouldn't trade you for no other Papa nowhere.
Well, it's high time you was lying. In some of these things, though, Abner. Money comes too hard to squander it.
Now, listen, Papa, I know how to handle my money. I wish you'd recollect I ain't no kid of a boy no more.
Money comes too hard, my boy. Take my advice now and don't go into it.
Don't go into what?
Why, this health resort contraption. Elizabeth told me what you was aiming on doing.
Oh, is that what's bothering you?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's going in on that, Papa.
Take my advice.
Why, that's the biggest one thing that ever happened to Pine Ridge. Lum says that's going to boom up business around here something wonderful.
What do you know about the health resort business, Abner?
Well, I don't know much about it myself, but Lum says it's a good idea. And Mr. Webster, he knows all about it. You ought to hear him tell about it in them meetings we have.
What do you know about Mr. Webster, though?
Huh?
Who is he? Where'd he come from?
He come from Detroit. Hey, you worked for him yourself one day, and you said you thought he was awful nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like the cut of his jib. Don't know that I'd trust him too far.
Oh, prattle.
Well, take my advice, Abner.
Now, Papa, you're just magic and stuff.
Well...
Mr. Webster knows what he's doing. He's doing a good thing for us here. Everybody says that.
Don't like the cut of his jib, boy.
Why, he even went to all the trouble to have that spring water on Grandpappy Spirit's place annualized by a chemist and all that.
How'd you know he did?
Huh?
Did you see the chemist do it?
Well, no, but Mr. Webster read us a report on it, though.
Did you see the report with your own eyes?
No, but...
Just don't like the cut of his jib, son. No, sir, don't like the way his jaw is shaped.
Well, now, Papa, you're just worrying yourself over something that ain't nothing at all.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe you know what you're doing.
Why, sure I do,
well,
sir.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to argue with you about it. I ain't got time now. I got to run down to the barber shop.
Yeah,
now.
Well, just don't bother your head over this no more now, Papa.
All right. I got to get down there and get the police gaze at before Milford Spears gets hold of it.
Yeah, be careful now, Papa. Don't get no argument.
Oh, here comes Lum.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, how do you do, Mr. Peabody?
Yes.
You ain't rushing off, are you?
Yeah, got to do it. Yeah, see you later.
Yeah. Where's your papa going in such a hurry?
Oh, no place, Lum. Just down the barber shop, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, say, I just wondering if he couldn't sort of hang around the store tomorrow and help you out, because I think I'll be going into the county seat.
What do you got to go in there for?
Well, the main reason is I want to talk to J.B. Dobbs, that feller I'm aiming to get for the architect.
You mean the one I talked to on the telephone yesterday?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think it'll do you no good, Lum. Course, when I got done talking to him, he didn't much act like he wanted the job.
Well, of course not. Not after the way you might and I ruined everything for me. That's why I have to go in there and see him in personage.
Well, I just hope you have better luck with him than I did.
No, don't worry, I will.
Is that the only reason you're going in there?
Yeah, mostly. Oh, there is another little thing.
What little thing?
Oh, nothing. Just going to draw out that
$700. $700? You mean the money me and you've got in that double-jointed saving account?
Yeah, only it ain't double-jointed account. It's jointed account.
Well, whatever it's called. What are you drawing the money out for, Long?
Well, we're going to put it in the health resort, natural.
Oh.
We surely don't want to miss out on a good deal like that, do we?
No, of course not.
I'm just sorry we ain't got more ready cash capitals to sink into the company.
Yeah, it is too bad, I reckon.
Oh, that could make millionaires out of both of us.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, Lom, money comes sort of hard, you know, and a fella really oughtn't to squander it.
Well, we ain't squandering it, are we?
Well, no, but... Well, I was just thinking, me and you don't know a whole lot about the health resort business, Long.
Well, no, but you know how fast I pick things up. Besides, we got B.J., he knows all about it.
Yeah, but now, just exactly what do we know about Mr. Webster, B.J.?
Why, we know a lot about him.
We do, huh?
We know he comes from Detroit, and, well, we know he comes from Detroit. We know that.
Yeah, we know that good, yeah.
And when you know where a man's from, why, you know, well, you know what his hometown is.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Never had looked at it just that way before.
Oh, he's a good man. Ain't no two ways about it. A good man, if ever I seen one.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I don't know where I like the cut of his jib or not, Tolum.
The cut of his what?
His jib.
The cut of his jib?
The shape of his jaw. That's an expression.
Well, what's wrong with his jaw?
Oh, I don't know. It's all right, I reckon.
Well, what'd you say you never liked the cut of it for, then?
Well, it was just a mistake, Lum. I like his jaw. Prettiest one I ever seen, I guess.
All right. Don't go around making remarks like that, then. Besides, you can't tell nothing about a feller by the shape of his jaw. You can't tell how fat a rooster is by looking at him in the face.
I'm sorrowful I said it.
No, I figure if I leave the first thing in the morning, I ought to be able to get back by the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, of course, you know, Lum, we never actually seen him do it.
Seen who do what?
Seen the chemist annualize that spring water.
Well, of course we never. But you heard B.J. read the report on it.
Did we see that report with our own eyes?
Abner, what are you trying to do anyway? Talk us out of this health resort, Idy?
Well, no, not exactly, Long. But it just looks like it wouldn't hurt to sort of, well, just sort of think about it a little longer before we go and throw all our money away.
We ain't throwing our money away. You know good and well that this is the greatest one opportunity that's ever come our way.
Well, you're more likely right, I guess.
Just don't get to worrying your head over this. Just leave everything to me. I know a good thing when I see it, and this is it.
Maybe so, maybe so. Maybe you know what you're doing.
Of course I do.
I hope so. Well, I reckon I better get out and make them delivers now, as long as you're here to look after the store.
Yeah, you better get after that. Miss Barton was complaining the other day. She was fixing to make some biscuits and was waiting on you to deliver the soda. Youngins might not starve to death before you got there.
Well, I just taken her a box of soda the day before.
Yeah, well, just hurry up now. Don't keep nobody waiting today.
I'm going. Is this all I've got here?
I reckon so. I don't know. You put them up, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll take them. I believe that's our ring, Long.
Yeah, I heard it. I'll get it.
Hey, I'll see you later.
All right. Hello, jot 'em down store and library. Lum Eddard's talking. Oh, well, he's on his way now, Miss Barton. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, we can send it out in tomorrow's deliver. Need it for today, huh? Another batch of biscuits, huh? Well, I tell you, I might be able to run out and catch Abner. Well, there won't be no trouble. Or wait a minute, though. I see Abner's papa coming up out there. Maybe we can get him to drop you off at your place on his way home. Yes, Ma. Oh, not at all, Miss Barton. Not at all.
Where was Abner go?
Yes, Mom.
Oh,
excuse me. Goodbye.
Where was Abner going?
Oh, he just went out to make the delivers.
Yeah?
Say, Mr. Peabody, I wonder if you'd do me a favor and drop off a box of soda at Barton's place on your way home.
I ain't going home now, though. I wanted to talk to Abner, but maybe I'd rather talk to you.
Why, sure. What else do you want to talk about?
I was just talking to Mr. Webster down the street about this health resort idea, and Well, I got to thinking, Mum. I got a little piece of money saved up, and I was wondering if I oughtn't to put it in.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Peabody. Money comes too hard to go squandering it around.
Yeah, but the way Mr. Webster's got this thing figured out...
Yeah, but exactly how much do you know about Mr. Webster?
Well, he comes from Detroit, I know that.
How do you know he comes from Detroit?
Well,
did you see him come from there?
Well, wait a minute. What have you got to get Mr. Webster, anyways?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Peabody. I've been studying it over. I'm a great judge of human nature, you know. I just don't like the cut of his jib. I don't like the way his jaw shakes.